Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear perhaps the most famous synthesizer riff ever created. Oddly enough, the synthesizer player that wrote it didn't even write the riff on a synthesizer. Later, for our little slice of heaven, we will appreciate a recording of a blues man who was considered so much of a national treasure that the Library of Congress felt it necessary to record his music. Then, we will examine a recording that hit number 4 in England, but didn't even make the top 40 in the United States. It was released by an artist that had to have driven some record executives crazy by giving the same title to 3 separate albums in a row. Finally, our Hall of Perfection track comes from an album that is almost universally regarded as a masterpiece, but never quite reached number 1. But first, just as we do each week, we begin with a song that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a 1-week peak and then perished. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with a 5-man hard rock band from Long Island, originally known as Soft White Underbelly. After a couple of years with the band, songwriter and co-lead vocalist Donald Roser, whose stage name is Buck Dharma, learned that he had an erratic heartbeat. He told a New York Times reporter that after discovering his heart condition, he began thinking about mortality, which inspired him to write a mysterious song about death. He explained his intended message as follows, quote, "If there was another sphere of existence, maybe lovers could bridge that gap if their love was strong enough." Close quote. song that has been often misunderstood through 24 uses in films and has survived a classic Saturday Night Live sketch. That was Blue Oyster Cult, formerly known as Soft White Underbelly, with Don't Fear the Reaper, a song that spent 1 week at number 40 on its way up to a peak of number 7 on the Cashbox singles chart in 1976.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
After Juliana Hatfield's first band, the Blake Babies, broke up, she joined up with drummer Todd Phillips and bassist Dean Fisher to form the Juliana Hatfield Three. Very early on with that group, Juliana came up with a song called My Sister, which hit number 1 on the Modern Rock Tracks chart, but didn't make the Billboard Hot 100, stalling out at number 112. Basically, a small percentage of Americans remember this song as a smash hit, while a majority have never even heard it. The most amazing thing about this song is its superb set of lyrics. Unbelievably, though, Juliana Hatfield does not actually have a sister, even though anyone that has ever heard this song is convinced that she does. With a song that should have, at the very least, hit number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100, here is the band known as the Juliana Hatfield 3 and My Sister. With a song that, at the very least, should have hit number 20, that was the Juliana Hatfield 3 with My Sister.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. It is a frequent oddity in the world of music that entertainers often do better in places other than their own homes. Take, for example, the song Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word by Englishman Elton John. This Elton classic went to number 1 in Scotland, number 2 in Sweden, number 3 in Germany, number 4 in Belgium, number 5 in Denmark, number 6 in the United States on the Billboard chart, and number 7 in the United States on the Cashbox chart. In his home country, where he is friends with royalty and has even been knighted, this classic record completely missed the top 10, peaking at number 11.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad, so sad. With a sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad, so sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Really did peak at number 11 in his home country of Great Britain. That was Elton John with Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Number 10.
This song simply should have made the top 10 in the fall of 1979 or early winter 1980. It had just the right mix of punk, retro, catchiness, and snottiness. From one of those rare albums that is superb from beginning to end, here is the four-man band led by Paul Collins, known as The Beat.
Day after day as the time slips by, and you wonder what to do. Why instead of two, no one left but you. Well, you can't go on living two different lives, selling lies about lies. Oh, I know what to do.
You won't be happy. No, no.
with a song that should have hit the top 10. That was The Beat with You Won't Be Happy.
Number 9.
Now we are up to a song that peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States and reached number 1 in England. The record was truly a revolutionary sound for its time because it was synthesizer-driven and did not include any guitar at all. Oddly enough, the writer of the song, Gary Webb, explained to Rolling Stone magazine that he came up with the synthesizer hook on a bass guitar. He said, quote, "I had just been to London to buy a bass, and when I got home, the first thing I played was that intro riff. In 10 minutes, I had the whole song, the quickest one I ever wrote, and the most famous. More people should learn from that," close quote. Not long after Gary decided that he needed a two-syllable last name, he saw an ad for Newman Kitchen Appliances in the telephone directory. Soon, the world became aware of Gary Webb as new wave sensation Gary Newman and his 10-minute hit, Cars. Gary Newman with Cars.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Well, we just heard Gary Newman's song, Cars. Now we are up to the song called Aeroplane, a record that is both modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. This song is by the rock act Receiver, a band whose drummer, John Borak, is also a noted rock writer for Goldmine Magazine, Trouser Press, and several other websites. John is also the author of the books Shake Some Action, John Lennon, Life is What Happens, and The Beatles, 100 Pivotal Moments That Shaped a Band and Its Music. With one of the most literary drummers you will ever find, here is the band Receiver with a song that is modern and great and simply should have hit number 8, Aeroplane.
down.
What could you find? You wandered into dark and gloomy skies. I'll pick you up and put you back there. Because I always know what's on your mind. Don't explain, don't waste your time.
Song that is both modern and great and should have hit number 8, that was the rock act Receiver with Aeroplane.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a Library of Congress recording of Mississippi John Hurt, a bluesman deemed by blues scholars Tom Hoskins and Dick Spotswood to be a national treasure. Mississippi John Hurt was born on March 3, 1892, in Carroll County, Mississippi. Growing up in Avalon, Mississippi, he began playing the guitar as a 9-year-old. Soon, he began playing at dances, using a rhythmic style of fingerpicking to energize his songs. By 1928, Hurt recorded for the now legendary OK Records, but his records didn't sell, and he was forced to continue work as a sharecropper to make ends meet. He recorded again in Memphis and New York, but those records did not sell either. The OK label went defunct during the Great Depression, and Hurt simply went back home, playing music periodically, but living many years as a farmer. Suddenly, in 1963, he was discovered by the two blues enthusiasts who helped him record for the Library of Congress and even for Vanguard Records. The additional sessions captured material that, along with his earlier failures, have been in more recent years covered by Bob Dylan, Jerry Garcia, Beck, Doc Watson, Taj Mahal, Bruce Coburn, David Johansen, and Gillian Welch. At age 74, Mississippi John Hurt passed away in Grenada, Mississippi. With our little slice of heaven at number 7, here is Mississippi John Hurt and his ode to his hometown, Avalon Blues.
New York this morning, just about 9:30. New York this morning, just about 9:30. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty mamas in Avalon want me there all the time. Throwing kisses and waving at me. When I left Avalon, when I left Avalon, throwing kisses and waving at me. Says, come back, Daddy, stay right here with me. Says, come back, Daddy. Baghdad and stayed right here with me. Hate to tell you, pretty mom, but you have got to know. Hate to tell you, pretty mom, I'm leaving now and I ain't coming back no more. It's one thing I can't understand. It's one thing I can't understand. Pretty mamas and Allen, let's want one thing.
Our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was National Treasure, Mississippi John Hurt with Avalon Blues. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Peter from Scotland heard the 6070 broadcast on a web SDR out of the Netherlands. He says, hello and thanks for the show. Thank you for listening, Peter. James from Tennessee heard us on his smartphone, also on a web SDR out of the Netherlands. He heard the 7440 kilohertz show. He says he likes the music and hopes to catch us again. Thank you, James. We definitely want you to listen again. Klaus L. from Germany caught the 6070 kilohertz broadcast on his Texun PL880. He reports average reception and hopes to hear it again with less interference in the future. Thank you for listening, Klaus. We hope you can hear us loud and clear. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your reception reports, comments, or questions to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has achieved at least 6 top 10 albums. This week's recipient, the progressive rock band Yes, has been a very productive recording unit over the years, having released 21 studio albums, 14 live albums, and 28 singles. Of those singles, only 6 have hit the top 40 in the United States, with 2 of those 6 peaking at number 40. For their bonus hit, we are actually flipping over their second most successful single in the U.S., Roundabout. Not long after Roundabout made its breakthrough, FM stations began giving spins to another track from the Fragile album, Long Distance Runaround. Many progressive jocks even left the album running through part of the next track, The Fish. Here with an album rock classic as a bonus hit at number 6 are John Anderson, Chris Squire, Rick Wakeman, Steve Howe, and Bill Bruford, collectively known as Yes, with Long Distance Runaround.
Long distance run around. Sunshine, we really can.
with our bonus hit at number 6. That was Yes with Long Distance Runner.
Number 5.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a song by Zyder Zee, a band that has suddenly started attracting attention, even though their most recent project dates all the way back to their self-titled 1976 album on Columbia Records. Zyder Zee's lead vocalist and main songwriter, Richard Orange, is these days perhaps best known as the writer of Cyndi Lauper's hit Hole in My Heart All the Way to China. But back in the mid-70s, the four-man band he fronted was crunchier than fellow Memphians Big Star, with a sound that was perhaps a little too catchy for the album rock crowd. Richard's vocals, though, sounded like the Paul McCartney of Helter Skelter, which has helped the album live on. With a song that should have hit number 5, here are Richard Orange, John Bonner, Kim Foreman, and Robert Hall, all together as Zyder Zee with a song called The Breaks. Should have hit number 5. That was Zyder Zee with The Breaks.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4. This song really peaked at number 4 in England, but stalled in the United States at number 48 on the Billboard charts and number 60 in Cashbox. It is possible that record buyers were confused by the strange decision by the artist to name a third consecutive album after himself. That artist was Peter Gabriel. Inexplicably, he titled 3 consecutive albums Peter Gabriel. In order to differentiate those albums, fans refer to each with a subtitle now. The album containing this track became known as Melt, since the cover art is a photo of Peter with his face appearing to melt. Here is Peter Gabriel with a little help from Kate Bush and Games Without Frontiers.
Again. plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. They probably will in games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will in games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Song that really hit number four in England and should have hit number four in the United States. That was Peter Gabriel and Games Without Frontiers.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our number three from way downtown. And this week we are talking about downtown Atlanta, Georgia. The duo known as the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray and Emily Salyers, have been friends since elementary school. As they perfected their musical act, they developed a sound that was accepted both by REM fans and Tracy Chapman fans. Eventually, after a large amount of dues paying in the Atlanta area, they signed a record deal with Epic Records. According to rock critic Kelly McCartney, one day shortly after graduating from college, Emily Salyers was sitting on a front porch in Vermont while vacationing with her family. She wrote the entire set of lyrics to the song Closer to Fine in one sitting right there on that porch. As the driving force for the self-titled album that contained it, Closer to Fine catapulted that album to a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album. So, with a song that reached number 26 on the Modern Rock Tracks chart, number 48 on the Mainstream Rock chart, and number 52 on the Billboard Hot 100, here are the Indigo Girls with Closer to Fine, a song that should have reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable.
and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I. Did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look. Pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am.
With our three from way downtown, those were the Indigo Girls with Closer to Five.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, and that means that we believe this song should have reached number 1. It is by an artist who has played on records by B.B. King, Jerry Lee Lewis, Ringo Starr, Ronnie Spector, and his own former band, Spooky Tooth. He also is the artist who played that brilliant piano part on Harry Nilsson's Hall of Perfection track, Without You. He also played on All Things Must Pass, the classic triple album by George Harrison. As a child, he even appeared in a musical with the lovely lady who later played Carol Brady in The Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson. Who is this man of many talents? It's keyboard wizard Gary Wright. By 1975, Gary released a solo album, and it was not doing very well until the second single, Dreamweaver, was released. Dreamweaver, which we will very likely play at another time, reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Cashbox Singles Chart. The following single, Love Is Alive, also hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, and we think it should have hit number 1. Here is the guy who starred on Broadway with Florence Henderson, Gary Wright.
It's all clear to
With a song at number two, which we think should have gone to number one. That was Gary Wright with Love Is Alive.
Number one.
We have reached number one, which means we are now up to our Hall of Perfection track. Released on the Backstreet label in October of 1979, the album Damn the Torpedoes by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers was universally deemed Petty's rock masterpiece, with its greatness as a whole being acknowledged early on. While it never hit number one on the Billboard album chart in the U.S., it was the number five album of the entire year 1980, without even counting its 1979 sales. That means that it outperformed several albums that actually hit number one in Billboard. The original review of Damn the Torpedoes in Rolling Stone magazine raved that this, quote, is the album we've all been waiting for. That is, if we were all Tom Petty fans, which we would be if there were any justice in the world, close quote. Most artists with albums that hit number one on the Billboard charts cannot point to a Rolling Stone review that confirms credibility to the degree that was bestowed upon Damn the Torpedoes in 1979. From that album comes today's Hall of Perfection track, Here Comes My Girl, which was co-written by Petty himself and the lead guitarist of the Heartbreakers, Mike Campbell. There is simply nothing that can be done to make this recording any better. Period.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side, you know I can tell the whole wide world that she'll be. Down to the end of a day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we don't last forever, man. Like ain't nothing left no more. I find myself having to reach out and grab hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing. Thank you.
with our Hall of Perfection track. That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Here Comes My Girl. Well, that's all we have for today. Be sure and join us next week at this exact same time in the exact same place for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. We would love to hear from you, so please visit our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Or you can email me at john@altuniversetop40.com. Again, all lowercase letters, and 40 is still a number. Or go to our Facebook page and like our Alt Universe Top 40 Facebook page. You can also hear each episode the following Friday after its original Saturday broadcast on Mixcloud. So until next time, keep making those positive changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.
Alt Universe Top 40.